Growing up in the 1950s, Jim Caprero remembers the sweet aroma of cookies that wafted through homes on the Southwest Side. That was one of the perks of living near the giant Nabisco plant at 73rd and Kedzie. Caprero says he used to tease relatives who lived several miles away.
My cousins who lived in back of the yards lived next to the stockyards, and we used to say our smells are better than your smells.
Decades later, Caprero got to visit the factory, then the biggest bakery in the world. He says it was a Willy Wonka-like operation.
The top floor is a whole floor of these huge mixmasters. Each one of them looks like an 18-foot swimming pool. It's a flour and sugar and all of that. Chocolate all goes to the top floor. And then the dough is put on conveyor belts, and it's actually gravity that brings them down to the second floor where they're cut into cookie shapes.
Those cookies were Nabisco's famous Oreos. For years, it and other iconic brands like Chips Ahoy generated huge profits and provided thousands of well-paid union jobs. Many workers lived in the surrounding neighborhoods of Chicago Lawn, West Lawn, and Marquette Park. Then, more than 20 years ago, parent company R.J. Reynolds threatened to move those jobs out of state. Back then, Caprero led the Greater Southwest Development Corporation. He remembers getting a call from Chicago's Commissioner of Planning and Development at the time. On the line was Valerie Jarrett, now a top advisor to President Barack Obama. Jarrett worked with Caprero to keep the plant on the Southwest Side by giving Nabisco $300 million in tax increment financing dollars. The TIF money helped pay for infrastructure improvements. Caprero says although he had qualms about a corporation getting city benefits,
I justified in my own mind working to support them. One was that the jobs will stay here, I thought, forever. Turns out I may be very wrong on that.
This summer, Nabisco's current parent company, Deerfield-based Mondelez International, announced it was shipping 600 jobs to Mexico, half the plant's workforce. That could affect Michael Smith, a utility worker at the plant. He says workers often wore shirts of the snack they baked.
We proudly wore that shirt because we represented a company that said, you produce a product that's televised, that's on the radio, and kids and adults alike across the country love.
I'm the Oreo Queen. I was given that name by one of the managers.
Sabrina Pope is a processor who earns more than $26 an hour. She's worked there for 35 years. Originally, she had only planned to stay for three.
The pay was good. I was raising a son at the time, and it was the American dream that I had security there. I had security. Right now, I don't even know what my future is going to bring because I'm not old enough to retire. I got the years to retire, but I just don't have the age to do it.
The city says it wanted to work with Mondelez to keep the jobs here and discussed various incentives, but the company never took officials up on it. Mondelez says its upgraded facility in Salinas, Mexico will open the middle of next year. The jobs in Chicago will be phased out, and Oreos will be made at other U.S. sites. Company officials say the Nabisco plant won't shut down entirely, but Jim Caprero worries about the future of an area that already has a higher unemployment rate than the city's average.
It was places like Nabisco and the companies around it that gave me hope that we could offer alternatives to the underground economy that exists on the south side of the city to young people who need to live, who need to work.
Caprero points to another big plant that used to be on the southwest side. More than a decade ago, the Kraft-owned Kool-Aid factory closed its doors. Hundreds of jobs were lost and never came back. Natalie Moore, WBEZ.